Anyways, I'm thankful to be saved tonight. I'm thankful to be able to stand and preach once again. Turn your Bibles to John chapter number 16, and we'll start down there in verse number 17. John 16 and verse number 17. And when, if you would, whenever you find your place, would you stand and give reverence to the reading of God's Word. John chapter number 16 and verse number 17. The Bible says here, then said some of his disciples among themselves, "What is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me. And because I go to the Father." They said, therefore, "What is this that he saith? A little while, we cannot tell what he saith." Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, "Do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she shall remember no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world." Verse number 22 is where I want to take my scripture out of tonight. It says, And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Thank you for standing. You may be seated tonight. And here, like I said, I want to take my text here out of verse number 22. It says, "And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you." And tonight, I guess if I had a title for my message, is "Don't Lose Your Joy." Because, you know, there's a better day and a better time. Just like Nathaniel Linder says, this is the worst that it's ever going to get. And, you know, we might face a lot of trials and troubles right now. We might go through a lot of things. But there is a better day coming. You know, there's rest at the end of this thing. And, you know, that's what I'm saying here tonight. There's a lot of times that we go around like, you know, our life is in shambles and, you know, it's just, you know, our life's getting tore down all the time. But people's forgot that there's joy in this thing, because we've let people take our joy from us. We've let the world take our joy from us. And that's what I'm going to preach to you tonight, if I could just for a minute, is don't lose your joy. Because we have something to be happy about. We have something to be excited about tonight. And, you know, the first thing that I was thinking about here, whenever I was thinking about not losing our joy, and, you know, a lot of times it seems like it's easy to lose our joy, Josh. You know, a lot of times it seems like it's real easy to look around us and kind of get discouraged. It seems like it's real easy just to, you know, find things to be upset about, because you ain't really got to look that far. You know, whether it be just wherever you're at, but, you know, we don't have to look that far to get upset, especially if you're a Christian. You know, there's things that bothers me. You know, I am saved and I'm a Christian. I stand on the Word of God. You know, I'm for the church and things like that. And whenever people start messing with those things and doing things against it, you know, it upsets me. And, you know, it bothers me, and it might get me down every once in a while. But anyways, I mean, I'm talking tonight, I'm preaching tonight about, you know, don't lose your joy. And, you know, if you've lost your joy tonight, there's some places that you can find it. And, you know, I got to thinking about some places that we can find our joy. And don't look at me like I'm the only one that doesn't ever lose my joy. You lose your joy too every once in a while. You get discouraged too. You get upset too. And things, but anyways, don't lose your joy. And it's like in the world that we live in right now, it's not, you don't have to look far to lose your joy, Nathaniel. You know, you don't have to look far to get upset. You don't have to look far to get bothered about some things. So that's what I'm saying. But at the end of all this, like just like he says, it's the worst that it's ever going to get right now. We have something to be excited about. We have something to have. There's joy in serving the Lord. There's joy in coming to church. There's joy in reading our Bible. There's joy in listening to preaching. You know, it's not all bad all the time. So anyways, the first thing that I was thinking about is we can find joy in the Word of God. And you say, well, preacher, what are you talking about? Have you ever read your Bible before? I mean, you open your Bible in Genesis and go all the way through to Revelations, and you can find joy in the Word of God. If you ever get down and out as a Christian, if you ever get down and out and you think there's nothing else you can do, read your Bible. Open your Bible and read it. I mean, you start there in Genesis. You look at Abraham and Isaac. You know, it looked pretty bad for Isaac there for a little while. It looked pretty bad for Abraham there for a little while. But what kind of joy did Abraham have whenever that ram was caught in the bushes? I mean, think about that. Or you go on over, think about the three Hebrew boys, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, whenever they was in the fiery furnace, and they wasn't just three of them, they was four of them, Josh. Think about the joy that you can see right there. I mean, there's so many places. John 14:3, and it says, and I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So, I mean, whenever you start getting down and getting discouraged, just open your Bible and read it a little bit. You can find all kinds of joy in the Word of God. You can find it everywhere. And, you know, people, a lot of times they'll say, you know, I've got these problems. You know, I'm down about this. I'm down right here, Delmer. I've got this going on in my life. And you say, do you have any idea how you can help me with this? Yeah. Or they'll say, do you have any idea what I need to do to fix this problem? Most of the time it's road in red or black. And you can find it in the Word of God to fix your problems. I mean, people just seems like they just forget about the Bible. They just forget about God's Word. I mean, this is just a roadmap to navigate our life by right here that the Lord has given us. I mean, this King James Bible, I mean, He's given us this to be able to go through life, to solve our problems, to fix our problems. I mean, He says it right here. Everything that we need to know is right here. But it seems like whenever we lose our joy and we start thinking, you know, it could always be, you know, oh me, oh my, stuff like that. You know, just if you want to get excited a little bit, if you want to get happy, open your Bible and read it a little bit. You know, there's so many different places. I didn't even scratch the surface. I mean, there's so many different things in the Bible. I mean, think about the prodigal son. What kind of joy did he have whenever his father welcomed him back in the house? I mean, think about it. How happy do you think he was? Yeah. He was just wanting to be like one of the servants. But his father gave him the fatted calf, the best robe, all those good things. Think about that kind of joy. And then, I mean, think about what kind of joy we can find in the Word of God. And think about how much it helps you whenever you read your Bible. You can be having the worst day in the whole world. You know, things can be falling down around you, and it just seems like you can just open your Bible and the words just start jumping off the pages. Especially if you're saved, the words just start jumping off your pages and they just start working in your heart and they start getting you real excited about things. It gives you joy. It's not bad being a Christian. We're supposed to be the happiest people in the world. But a lot of times we walk around like our joy's been took. You know, maybe church didn't go how it's supposed to. Maybe the pastor didn't preach what we wanted to hear. Or maybe they didn't sing the song that we wanted to hear. Or maybe we had to stay a little bit too long in church. Or maybe not long enough, or whatever it is. It seems like it's just, man, we get so upset sometimes if things just don't go our way. But there is something that we need to be excited about, Doug. There is joy in serving the Lord. There's joy in being a Christian. You know, just because, I mean, people look at us a lot and they'll say, well, you guys don't ever have no fun. Yeah. Or you guys are against this and against that. You guys won't come here. You guys won't go there. You know, that has to be just real boring all the time. Or that can't be no fun. Yeah. You know, having to go sit in church and stuff like that. And, you know, reading a book and, you know, praying and stuff like that. That can't be no fun. It's a lot of fun. You know, it makes me happy. It gives me joy, Delmer. You know, it's real exciting. So we can find joy in the Word of God. And the next thing that I was looking at, whenever I was thinking about where we can find our joy, and if you've lost your joy, I'm trying to give you some places, trying to help you and encourage you on some places that you can find it. And the next thing I was looking at is we can find joy in the will of God.
Right.
You ever been out of the will of God?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Me too. I'm glad I'm not the only one. Just think, how miserable was you whenever you was out of the will of God? You can find joy in the will of God. You know, your calling and what the Lord calls you to do and what the Lord tells you to do, just being in God's will. I remember whenever the Lord was dealing with me to preach. You know, I was real discouraged, it seemed like. And I was real hard to get along with, and I was real hard to deal with and things like that. Because I wasn't in the will of God, I just wasn't happy.
Right.
I was unhappy. I was mad all the time. Because I wasn't in the will of God.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing what God wanted me to do. I mean, it don't have to just be preaching or whatever the Lord's telling you to do. But whenever I surrendered my calling to preach, and I did what the Lord wanted me to do, it made me have a lot of joy.
Amen.
It made me happy. I mean, so just maybe not preaching, but anything that the Lord is asking you to do, and you're fighting against it and things like that. I mean, we need to be in the will of God.
Amen.
You know, it's real good to be in the will of God. I promise if you'll just do what the Lord tells you to do and you'll just be happy about it and just do it, it's going to make things go a lot easier in your life.
Amen.
It's going to make whenever you're unhappy and whenever you're upset all the time or mad or got something to fuss about, whenever you're in the will of God, whenever you're doing what the Lord wants you to do, whenever you're being what the Lord wants you to be, there's joy in it.
Amen.
You know, it's reward. I believe that the Lord's going to reward that.
Yeah.
Especially whenever you're doing things for Him. But anyways, Bible says in Romans 12 and 2, it says, "Be not conformed to this world, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Ephesians 5:17. "Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." So we need to understand what the will of the Lord is. We need to do what God tells us to do.
Right.
If the Lord's telling you to sing a song, the Lord's telling you to testify, take the trash out, open the door, whatever it is, just do it.
Right.
And stop fighting the Lord. Because
right.
A lot of times you're never going to win.
Amen.
You're just going to keep getting more miserable and more miserable. It's just going to keep getting worse and worse and worse. I didn't even care nothing about coming to church. I just come because Haley made me. I mean, that's just the truth about it. We wasn't married yet or anything, but I didn't want her to think less of me because I didn't go to church. I didn't care nothing about coming to church. I mean, I got so far into that, and I fought the Lord about preaching for so long that it almost made me stop coming to church. If I wouldn't have quit coming to church, I wouldn't be where I'm at now. The Lord probably took me out of here. I feel like I couldn't win another day without the Lord taking me out of here. I was sitting right there where Braden's at, and I stood up and I announced my calling to preach that night. And there was the biggest relief come off my shoulders that I'd ever felt in my life other than getting saved. I mean, it just seems like it felt like 10,000 pounds just fell on the floor right off my shoulders. Because I did and I done what the will of the Lord, what God wanted me to do, His will for my life. And then I was real happy after that. I wouldn't trade the times that I've had preaching and the times that I've had in church and the people that I've met and the friends that I've made for nothing in this world. I mean, this is my church family. I love each and every one of you. And if I wouldn't have been in the will of the Lord, if I wouldn't have followed what God wanted me to do, I'd have never been here tonight. So it's real important to follow the will of God, because not only, I mean, you'll find joy in that thing. You know, there's joy in serving the Lord. I've said it 3 times already. There is joy in serving the Lord. There's joy in just doing what God wants you to do.
Right.
And the next thing that I was thinking about here, I'll move on. You know, we can find joy in doing the work of God too. You say, what are you talking about? This church, we don't really have a lot of big problems with that, Josh. Most of the time, people are willing to do, you know, what we need to do. You know, there's people that's willing to go visiting. There's people that's willing to help people and things like that. But I've seen places that you can't get nobody to do nothing. And, you know, they'll say, well, not me. You know, that's an inconvenience to have to do work for the Lord. You know, I've seen people like that. You know, if they have to take some time out of their Saturday to go to the church and do something, or if they have to take some time out of their day or week or, you know, just a few minutes or whatever, just to go do something for the Lord, just to go work for the Lord. You know, the Bible tells us, 1 Corinthians 3:9 says, we are laborers together with God. You're God's husbandry, and you're God's building. So, you know, there's joy in working for the Lord. You know, I'm not saying working to keep yourself saved or anything like that, but there is joy in doing the work of God. There's joy in just being around God's people, doing what the Lord wants us to do, helping people and things like that. There's joy in those things. You know, like I said, though, a lot of times whenever it comes time for people to start doing a little bit of work and helping out some, people don't want nothing to do with it because they don't want to take the time out to do the Lord's work. You know, they don't want to, you know, like I said, it's an inconvenience. It's a problem. You know, it butts into their personal time. They think that Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday is the only time that they can do something for God. But that's not the truth. You know, that's not the only time that we're supposed to be in the Lord's house. That's not the only time that we're supposed to be working for the Lord.
Right.
It's every day. It's a continuous thing.
Right.
And people act like it's a problem. But there's joy in it. It's rewarding. I believe that the Lord is tickled to death with it whenever we're doing things for Him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the truth. But, you know, we can find joy in doing the work of God. There's joy in it. You know, it's not all bad all the time. We're not always down and out. We're not always upset and things like that. You know, most of the time I have a pretty good time being a Christian. You know, I have it's a real good time being saved. I mean, there's joy in it. I mean, there's something to be happy about. You know, a lot of times we see people and they'll say, you know, you'll talk to them and say, well, how's church going? You know, they'll just shake their head. How's everything going? You know, you ask them, how's your day going? Somebody that's saved, how's your day going? Horrible. You know, how's your life? Terrible. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm just telling you right now, if you're saved, you've done got it all won. There's victory. There's joy in this thing. I mean, there's something we should be happy about. Our life is not that bad. Because, like I said, this is the worst that it's ever going to get. You know, we have a reason to be happy. We have a reason to have joy. We can find joy in doing the work of the Lord. And the next thing I was thinking about, we can find joy in worshiping God. That's a hard thing to get people to do sometimes. There's joy in worshiping the Lord. You know, it's exciting. You know, it makes me real happy in just being what the Lord wants me to be and doing things for Him. You know, the Bible says, Psalms 150:6, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And, you know, we can find joy in worshiping God.
Amen.
You know, I know that this church, a lot of us, you know, a lot of people here, they don't have a problem with worshiping the Lord. You know, we have some real good services, and I thank the Lord for it.
Yeah,
and we're real blessed right here where we're at.
Yeah.
We've got a real good church. But I've been to a lot of places. I can stand up and preach. They can sing, whatever. You know, I can be preaching on heaven just as hard as I can. Boy, they won't do nothing. They look at me like I'm crazy. If you don't like worshiping the Lord down here, you're really not going to like it whenever we get to heaven. Because that's all that we're going to be doing. It's worshiping Him, praising the Lord for what He's done. So if you don't like people saying amen, and you don't like singing and things like that, and shouting and all them things, you're not really going to like it whenever you get to heaven. And you say people's too loud and all these things, you say that people, you know, are acting out of the way and things like that, what do you think it's going to be like whenever I get to see my Savior? What do you think it's going to be like whenever I get to see Him as He really is and touch Him and, you know, get to praise Him for what He's done for us? There's joy in this thing. So you might as well get a head start while you're down here. So there is joy in worshiping God. So we've seen There's joy in these things. There's joy in just being saved. There's joy in being a Christian. There's joy in coming to church.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, don't let the world take your joy. And if it has, if you've lost your joy, there's some places that you can find it.
Okay.
So, just don't get discouraged.
Good preaching.
Because I promise, if you're saved, it's going to get a whole lot better one of these days.
Amen.
If everyone would stand, I'm done preaching. Felicia will come get a song.